The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hi, this is Chris Skidmore from the North Carolina Reading Service, formerly known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Tech Tips. Coming up on this month's episode of Tech Tips, IRA is now free. We've also got a story from the American Federation of the Blind with their new Access Explorer indoor wayfinding app, Amazon Echo Show and Tell, and Uno gets an upgrade. That's what's coming up on this month's episode of Tech Tips. If you've been holding out on IRA because you thought it cost a lot, guess what? IRA is now free. This article comes to us courtesy of our friends over at Cool Blind Tech. We're so excited to get this out into the world that we decided to do it a little earlier than originally planned. This means you may find the odd piece of communication or web page that may be entirely not up to date. Rest assured, the team is bringing everything in line as fast as they can. The important thing to remember is that you can now make short calls for free every day. More specifically, IRA is free to use for those short, everyday tasks where a little information can save you a lot of time. This applies to everyone. If you don't already pay for a plan, you get free short calls every day. If you do pay for a plan, you also get free short calls every day, with the added benefit that you can make those monthly plan minutes stretch even further. We're all working towards the same goal. We want to make inaccessibility a thing of the past. In an increasingly digital world, we are here to level the playing field through equal access to information. To help make that real, connect with an agent today and every day, and tell everyone you know about IRA. Together, we will continue to pursue equal access for all. So, what's the catch? There isn't one. So long as the call is relatively quick, maybe 5 minutes, it's free. Just make sure you have the latest version of the app on your phone. As this is an early version of the service, we ask for some patience if you come across any hiccups along the way, or if we end up making some minor tweaks further down the line. We're so excited to get this out into the world, we just couldn't wait any longer. So, who can use a plan? Anyone who has an IRA account, regardless of whether or not you have a paid plan, and resides in one of the countries served, U.S., Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. If I don't have a plan, can I still use IRA for free? You sure can. You can now make short calls to IRA agents for free every day. You're no longer limited to using IRA in just access locations or with access offers, although those are still great to use if you want to do something that takes more than 5 minutes. What if you already have a plan? Can you still use IRA for free? The answer, yes. The first 5 minutes of every call is free, so now you can use your plan minutes for doing anything that may take more agent time. If you want to learn more, the best way to learn is to do. First, make sure you have the latest version of the IRA app on your phone. Then, connect with an agent. You can ask all your questions and it won't cost you a thing. First up, we have a video about the IRA service and how it got started.
IRA is, it's spelled A-I-R-A, and it is a company that provides access to instant information for people who are visually impaired. So we are using a pair of glasses that is connected to a smartphone that we have an IRA app on the smartphone. And what you do is you basically put the glasses on your face, and you're able to link up with a network of live human agents that are around the country. And these agents are all trained. They all go through a really strict screening process to go through how to help direct a blind person or a visually impaired person, how to describe things. And every visually impaired person who's an IRA explorer is what we call them, they have a profile that allows them to kind of illustrate how much description they like. So some people, for example, want a ton of description, really detailed information about colors and designs and everything else. Mm-hmm. And some people just really want to get from point A to point B as quickly as possible and want limited, you know, descriptions. And so whenever the IRA agent picks up that call, what they see on their dashboard on the screen is the video that's coming out of the glasses. They see who the IRA explorer is, they see their profile and all that information, but they also see things like the Google map that's pinpointing the GPS location of the IRA explorer. Mm-hmm. They see things like points of interest that are nearby, and they could even click on those points of interest to get things like menus at a restaurant. So for example, if I was saying, hey, I wanted to go to this restaurant, they could direct me on how to get to that restaurant if I was walking, but they could also, on the way, read me the menu so that when I got to that restaurant, I'd be able to know exactly what I wanted and what was available to me on that menu.
So IRA launched this past year. What would you say is the most common use case for the users?
There's a lot of people who use it for reading different items. So, for example, sorting through mail is a constant frustration. Sure. Paper mail for me is like, it's annoying.
Annoying for everybody.
Yeah, more, seriously. But doing a lot of mail filtering, some people use it a little bit more extensively for a lot of reading tasks. There is a lot of navigation. I've always been referred to as the airport guy because I do a lot of travel for my job, and so I absolutely love it in airports, and that's something that we're really we have a huge initiative for, because we believe that IRA is something that should be available at every single airport around the country and the world.
Well, it definitely sounds like you're up to some great work, Greg. Thanks so much for showing us.
Hey, thanks, Lucas.
Now, let's hear from some people who use IRA.
I'm an IRA explorer.
IRA is an assistive technology company who has created a pair of smart glasses and a service for the blind and low vision.
IRA's customers are called explorers.
Using IRA is simple and easy.
From the double tap on an app on a user's smartphone,
the explorer is connected to a live agent on the other end,
who is there to assist with everyday tasks.
My name is Maria, and I run a blog called Girl Gone Blind. I became an explorer in 2017, just a few years after I lost most of my vision to a hereditary condition called Leber's Hereditary Optic Neuropathy, or LHON. I utilize IRA for the success of my blog and business. IRA helps assist me with my webpage, with inaccessible documents, and anything else I need to grow my blog and business. Calling an agent is so easy. IRA really helps make things more efficient for me by saving me a lot of time. As someone who is low vision, it can take me 2, 3, 4, 5 times longer to try and access a website or read a document. But with IRA, I'm able to have somebody else do that for me, and it takes half or if a third of the time to get things done.
My name is Jimmy. I am a recent grad, content creator by day, and DJ by night. I lost my vision to retinoblastoma at a young age, and I joined IRA 2 years ago as a student. As a content creator and DJ, there are a lot of inaccessible pieces of software out there. IRA has given me access to information that I have never had before, allowing me to use those pieces of software independently. IRA is a tool that I have in my back pocket, ready whenever I need it.
My name is Dennis, and I've been an IRA explorer from the beginning, and man, am I enjoying the retired life. I've had multiple careers. I'm a published author, I worked in the music business, and I raised 2 great kids. So I've always been very nearsighted, and when I was 16, I had multiple retinal detachments, and I started losing my vision gradually. I use IRA as part of my team. It's me and my guide dog, Mojo. But I've always loved walking these cliffs. It's invigorating and you can feel the ocean. So I thought, I'm going to really stretch the IRA agents and take them on a walk with my dog. When you go out there at sunset, it's one of the most famous sightseeing places in San Diego County. IRA is there when and if I need it. It's confidence in your pocket. And Mojo and I don't want to miss out on a single sunset.
Are you wondering if IRA is a good fit for your lifestyle?
Why not try it for yourself? Simply visit ira.io/free-trial.
Do more with IRA.
IRA, connected by AT&T. The description of life.
That website address again is ira.io, and IRA is spelled A-I-R-A. You're listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service. The American Printing House for the Blind has a new indoor wayfinding app called Access Explorer. This article comes to us courtesy of Access World magazine, and it is written by Bill Holton. Remember the first time you went to the airport? Somehow, you made it to the ticket counter where they summoned a helpful assistant who gave you a choice. Ride in a wheelchair to your gate, despite the fact that you have two perfectly operational feet, or you could ride in the ding-ding machine, traveling approximately 2 miles an hour past the smells of coffee, Cinnabons, and all other sorts of treats you can't stop to enjoy. And heaven forbid, you should have to use the restroom. These days, using GPS navigation and one of the many accessible wayfinding apps, it's not only possible, but relatively easy to find and catch a bus or rideshare downtown, reorient yourself, and use a cane or guide dog to make your way to the front steps of City Hall, the local science museum, or the airport. Of course, all of this accessible navigation usually ends at the front door of your destination, and you either have to memorize ahead of time the route you need to take, or ask for help getting around inside. GPS signals don't travel well inside buildings, and even if they did, without adequate mapping, the signals are all but worthless. Over the years, there have been many attempts and approaches to offer indoor wayfinding. One of the very first involved Dead Reckoning, says Mike May, founder of the Sendero Group, one of the first developers of accessible navigation and wayfinding. You would start from a known position, and then your steps would be tracked using a compass and your position updated. According to May, the trouble with this system was that you needed expensive, high-end compasses, and any errors were magnified the further you traveled. Other indoor wayfinding efforts were made using broadcast radio and TV signals, Wi-Fi signals, RFID chips, and even unique optical signals emitted by fluorescent light tube ballasts. One of the first real breakthroughs in indoor wayfinding came with the arrival of iBeacons from Apple. The beacons transmit an RF signal that apps can use to determine location and other information via Bluetooth. We had great hopes we could piggyback on these signals and use them to help map indoor spaces, says May. Unfortunately, beacons have not yet reached the necessary critical mass of popularity. McDonald's did not broadcast $1 burgers to people walking past the store, and when I visited an Apple store, none of the employees even knew how they worked, says May. The public wasn't asking for them, so venues and companies were reluctant to make the investment. According to May, two of the beacon's strengths also became two of their greatest weaknesses. They are small, inexpensive, and battery-powered, so they don't need a nearby power source. Also, the technology is evolving at a rapid pace. May works remotely from his home in Wichita, where 3 years ago, the city installed 500 beacons marking bus stops. Now, 3 years later, the batteries are running down, and the question is, do they replace the batteries or update to newer technology beacons? And if they do, do they stick with batteries or spend the extra money for direct power connections. It's not uncommon for technology originally introduced to the public at large to become modified and made accessible for those with visual impairments. GPS navigation itself was such a technology, as are the accessible computers and smartphones most of us rely on for our education and employment. But it also works the other way. A technology or modification originally designed for the disabled turns out to offer value to the general population. Curb cuts, originally introduced for wheelchair users, are loved by parents pushing strollers. Computer dictation was a godsend to people suffering from repetitive stress injuries, but these days it's everywhere, as are text-to-speech and optical character recognition technologies, both of which were originally developed for the benefit of the blind. Since the early attempts of wayfinding beacons didn't inspire public demand, a number of companies and entrepreneurs began coming at the problem from the opposite, more traditional direction, developing the technology for people with visual impairments and then seeing where things went. This is why the American Printing House for the Blind, APH, recently spun out its nearby Explorer assets into a new for-profit company called Access Explorer. Our goal is to make indoor wayfinding both cheaper and more available for the blind, while at the same time offering value to the sighted community as well, says May, who recently joined the Access Explorer team as chief evangelist. The company now offers to map and tag indoor venues such as airports, government buildings, and other facilities where accessibility is a mandated concern. Hoping to avoid inconsistencies across different systems and apps, the Consumer Technology Association, or CTA, recently released a set of best practices and voluntary standards for the implementation of this technology to guide app developers and owners of indoor locations, such as airports, railway stations, convention centers, and museums. The CTA standard will help us create the same set of audio instructions for accessing a metro train or bus, whether the individual is in Washington, D.C. or Los Angeles, says David Schaffer, Access Policy Officer of the Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority and member of the committee that established the guidelines. The complete standard is available for free on the CTA website. And again, CTA is the Consumer Technology Association. According to Access Explorer CEO Jose Gastambide, we are planning to release a new free indoor navigation application by the end of 2019 that builds on many of the accomplishments of Nearby Explorer. Most notably, the application will provide turn-by-turn navigation for indoor spaces, integrating a human-in-the-loop component to provide live assistance. It will take advantage of additional signals, such as phone sensors and Wi-Fi signals, in the positioning algorithm to offer more accurate localization and positioning. The new application will also feature more friendly interface for both sighted and non-sighted users and an easier learning curve for both outdoor and indoor wayfinding. If you'd like to know more about the app, you can visit the website at www.accessexplorer.net. While there is not an Access Explorer app ready just yet, it is slated to come out by the end of 2019. You can download the Nearby Explorer app. It is available in both the Apple Store and Google Play Store. Listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service. If you own an Alexa Show, Amazon has launched a new skill. Amazon launched a new first-party Alexa show skill called Show and Tell in order to help the visually impaired identify groceries and other household items like boxes, cans, and other packaged items that are hard to identify by touch. Amazon worked with the Vista Center for the Blind in Santa Cruz, California, as well as its own blind and low vision employees to develop Show and Tell. Users can ask Alexa on their Echo Show, "What am I holding?" or "What's in my hand?" to activate the skill. Alexa first helps guide the user in placing the object in front of the camera on the smart display. Then, using a combination of computer vision and machine learning, Alexa is able to identify the item and tell the user. Show and Tell is restricted to second-generation Echo Show devices in the U.S., though there are plans to extend to other countries soon. The whole idea for Show and Tell came about from feedback from blind and low-vision customers. Amazon's Alexa for Everyone team head Sarah Kaplaner said in the blog post announcing the new feature, "We heard the product identification can be a challenge and something customers wanted Alexa's help with. Whether a customer is sorting through a bag of groceries or trying to determine what item was left out on the counter, we want to make those moments simpler by helping identify those items and giving customers the information they need in that moment." They did provide a video for the new Alexa Show and Tell, and here it is.
I am totally blind. It's been 8 years this December. I went through every single room and reorganized it so that I knew where every single thing was, because in my house, I was not going to feel blind. Alexa, what am I holding?
It looks like Tea Forte, World of Teas.
But when you have other people in the household, things get moved all the time. Hi, Brett.
Hi, Stacy.
Ready to go?
I guess so.
All right. Let's go test it out.
Okay.
My job is to help people with visual impairments and to see how technology can affect people's lives and make them feel better about what they do on a day-to-day basis.
I lost my vision when I was 10 years old. I'm a stay-at-home dad, and I do a lot of cooking. And there's a lot of things I can't see.
The whole idea for Show and Tell came about from customer feedback, actually. Challenges around identifying things in their pantry. And we thought, yeah, we can do this. We can help here.
I'm going to give you a product, and then you're going to say,
Alexa, what am I holding?
Let's see. It looks like 365 everyday value macaroni.
Great. That's awesome.
I think that's garlic powder.
Wow. That's impressive.
It's critical for us that we're working with our customers, building with them, not just building for them.
They really need our feedback to tell them what we need.
You'll hear sounds to help you position your item.
It looks like organic canned pineapple.
Whoa, is that what it is? Oh my gosh.
All these devices that are acting as your eyes, I think it's very revolutionary. For me, the less stress I have to put on somebody else is less stress on me. And it makes me feel good.
Amazon has been eager to show off how accessible Alexa is to people with visual and other impairments of late. The company debuted an ad this summer in the UK specifically highlighting how the voice assistant can aid someone with low vision. The ad was developed in partnership with the Royal National Institute of Blind People, an arrangement that includes Amazon staff training people at the RNB on how Alexa can help those with visual impairments. We're excited to see features such as Show and Tell added to the Echo platform and appreciate Amazon's commitment to enhancing the Echo with features that will significantly benefit people who are blind or visually impaired. Kevin Lynch, President and CEO of the National Industries of the Blind, the largest employment resource for people who are blind in the U.S. However, Alexa's voice technology can aid more than the blind and low vision community. The voice assistant also aids those with limited hearing by offering a real-time captioning of its responses and tap to Alexa, a non-audio way to communicate with the voice assistant. Voice also offers access to technology to people who may not be able to type or use a touchscreen. Much like the recent ad, the new feature is a good way to build public approval for a product at the center of some turmoil over who has access to recordings made by Alexa. Amazon would much prefer people discuss how Alexa is improving the lives of people with disabilities instead of what the voice assistant may have recorded and distributed to contractors to review. If you would like to know more about the Echo Show and Tell, you can visit the Amazon Echo website. Listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service. If your house is like ours, you've always come up with creative ways to play games that weren't accessible for the visually impaired. Well, here's one you can take off of that list, because Mattel has finally released a Braille version of Uno. This comes to us courtesy of Cool Blind Tech. Mattel rolled out a Braille version of the popular game Uno, allowing people who are blind or partially sighted to play. The Uno Braille Edition, which costs $9.99 from Target, has Braille on both the front and back of the cards, so players can read each card's color, number, or instructions, like reverse or skip. Blind players can also go to the website unobraille.com to download Braille-readable files to learn how to play the game. Amazon Alexa and Google Assistant both have voice-enabled game instructions, so players can ask them questions if they are confused about the rules. Mattel designed the cards with the National Federation of the Blind. The toy company has previously made updates to allow more people to play the game with its 2017 release of color ad cards for people with color blindness. Uno Braille is doing more than making the beloved game more accessible. It's also helping promote the importance and normalcy of Braille by putting it in places people might not expect and integrating it into the play of blind children, said Mark Riccobono, president of the National Federation of the Blind, in a press release. We are proud to have the Uno Braille on shelves and to be making Uno more accessible and inclusive to even more families, Ray Adler, global head of gaming at Mattel, said. The simple card game works on a color code system, allowing players to match cards based on color or number. The objective of the game is to get rid of all your cards, shouting Uno when you only have one card left. Once again, the web address, if you'd like to know more about Uno Braille, is unobraille.com. It is available, once again, at Target for $9.99. I also checked on Amazon, and they have it for the same price. We've run out of time for today's episode of Tech Tips. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Chris Skidmore, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Tech Tips is readily available as a podcast following this broadcast by visiting our website at www.ncreadingservice.org. If you have any questions or comments, you can give us a call. Our number is 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. And as always, thank you for listening to Tech Tips.